In the name of the God whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting, we start the discussion on Hajj and Umrah now. Hajj is the great journey that a believer undertakes to visit the house of Allah. Umrah is called a lesser Hajj, and the two, of course, are extremely important in the life of all Muslims who have the economic and physical possibility of visiting the house of Allah, because Hajj is one act of worship which is obligatory on non-believers who have the ability to undertake that journey. Why is it that we are required to do Hajj and Umrah? Well, the answer to it is that God wants us to undertake a visit to His house. Spiritually speaking, He wants us to visit His place, to meet Him. And this is because He would want us to go through an experience, even though spiritually, yet its effect is extremely profound on the believer, so as to enable him to actually experience the kind of challenge, the kind of war that is already there, declared and is underway between us humans and Satan, the one who has asked God Almighty for the opportunity until the day of judgment to enable him to lead astray all humans, as many of them as he possibly can. So what happens during the entire journey of Hajj is that we visit the house of Allah and the places in its surroundings in order to declare to the Almighty that we respond to His call of visiting Him, and we are aware of the fact that we have an enemy and that we have to counter him and to fight against him and his evil ways. And for that, we are also prepared to lay down our lives. Even if during the journey of Hajj, we don't actually lay down our lives practically, yet we symbolically give our willingness in gestures, in symbols, which create within us a spirit that we have accepted God's command, and we have accepted the challenge that here is now an effort that we undertake which will enable us to join the army of the Almighty, the soldiers who are gathered to fight against the enemy of Allah Almighty. Hajj is an experience which has to do with a number of Sha'irullah. Sha'ir is an expression which has been used in the Quran for the purpose of Hajj, and it's the plural of Sha'ira, which really means the religious symbols which God Almighty Himself has decided, identified, so that while we go through those experiences of Sha'ir, we are reminded of one important religious reality or another. So that what we go through the process of Hajj in the journey is in actual fact a number of spiritual lessons, a number of different gestures and symbols which enable us to feel more strongly about the various different religious objectives that need to be achieved. So that the entire exercise of Hajj and Umrah, which is a lesser Hajj, is in actual fact an effort to make sure that we are fully aware of the fact that we are living in this world of trial. And the trial is that God Almighty has created us for us to enter the paradise, for us to earn His pleasure. But in the process, in the way of this ultimate success, is a great enemy who has imposed himself upon us to lead us astray and to not allow us to enter the paradise. And realizing it, God Almighty has given us the command, the call to visit His house and to counter the challenge of Satan. And what we go through Hajj is in actual fact experiences of different shire, of different religious symbols, which when we go through them in the proper spirit, knowing what they really mean, we are within us inculcated, we get the spirit of feeling that we are fighting the enemy of the Almighty, we are fighting against our own enemy, and this challenge and this fight is what we will take on until the last day of our lives. And Hajj enables us to get that kind of a feeling in a manner that we go through an exercise in a geographical location where we have the house of God, the Kaaba, at the very center, and around it there are a number of historical, religiously significant places and symbols which enable us to join a large number of Muslims as if God Almighty's army to go through the task of that jihad. The Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, in his mentions at times has actually hinted at the fact that Hajj is a form of jihad, so that the entire journey of Hajj is in actual fact a jihad that the Hajis undertake. But of course, it's something which is not done physically in the manner a battle is fought. It is done more spiritually through understanding the proper meanings of Shire, the symbols, about which we will have more detailed discussion in the next few sessions. May the Almighty enable us to understand the proper meanings of Hajj and Umrah, and may He enable all of us to go through that great spiritually fulfilling journey.